Today, two-fifths of the world's population face serious water shortages and lack of access to clean drinking water and sanitation. Waterborne diseases already kill one child in every 8 seconds. As the world's population increases and the climate changes, experts believe that 60% of people across the globe, but particularly those in poorer developing countries, will face shortages by 2025. My name is Olivia Drager, and today I'm talking to Professor Nidal Hilal, Director of the University of Nottingham's Centre for Clean Water Technologies, about the challenges of providing clean water for everyone and some of the work that he and his colleagues are developing to achieve this aim. Professor Hilal, the statistics are startling. What has led us to this crisis?
Well, if we go back and look at the amount of water or the water availability on the globe, water oceans cover about 3/4 of Earth's surface. And if you look at that, according to United Nations estimates, the total amount of water on Earth is about 1,400 million cubic kilometers. This is a big amount of water, and if you look at that, you think we have plenty of water around. But the fresh water constitutes a very small proportion of this enormous quantity. The fresh water itself, it's about 2.7% of this large quantity. And if we go down in details to look at this 2.7%, 3/4 of it is a frozen water lies in the polar regions. And another 23% is present as a groundwater. So if we do the calculations, we'll end up with about 0.06% of the huge amount of water available as a fresh water for us. Now, what's effectively available for consumption and other uses is a small proportion of the quantity available in rivers, lakes, and groundwater. The other point we have to look at here is the water resources development, or the crisis in water resources development. That arises from two things. The first one, most of the water is not available for use. And the second one, which is very important, it is characterized by its highly uneven spatial distribution. So if we look at the world map, we'll find some parts of the world have plenty of water. Like if you look at Africa, it's rarely water anywhere in Africa and most of the African countries. In the Western world in general, or in the world in general, if we look at the water we use, we need 10% of that water is used for drinking and sanitation, 20% for industry, recreation, and other uses, and 70%, which is a large amount of this water, is used for agriculture. The issue here, or the message here I would like to say, that this 70% can be saved from the water we use, so we can recover a lot of the water we use as a reuse of water, and that reuse of water could be used for irrigation.
The Centre for Clean Water Technologies that you lead here at the University of Nottingham is working on designing new technologies to help tackle the problems. Can you tell us something about these developments?
In the centre here, we focus on membrane technology. We study membrane processes from the nanoscale up to the large scale. This is the unique things about our work in Nottingham here. What we do here, first of all, membrane technology, the biggest disadvantage of membrane technology is the fouling, or the biofouling in general, water fouling with inorganic materials or organic materials. Most of the work we do here in the Center for Clean Water Technologies is to develop a new membrane, biofouling or fouling-resistant membranes, and we managed to develop many membranes for specific applications. And we do that by measuring forces of adhesion or fouling on the nanoscale between the foulants and the membrane surface in the liquid environment, and that environment is the same environment in process engineering. So, for example, if you have some cells in water, you want to separate those cells, we can measure adhesion force between a single cell, single living cell, and a membrane surface in the same liquid environment. So if we reduce this adhesion force, we can prevent this cell, or this colloid in general, come into intimate contact with the membrane surface, keep it away from the membrane surface, and leave the water go through the pores. And with that, we increase the efficiency of membranes, and we can use membranes for large quantities of water for longer time.
What are the most challenging aspects in making these technologies available to those who need them most?
Well, membrane technologists in general, they make membranes. You can find these commercial membranes everywhere from different polymers. If we develop membranes specific for specific applications, then those membranes will be available in the market. And membranes are not expensive these days. If you look at the statistics of membrane or the synthetic membrane, the market in general, in 1950s, the cost or the, what's being used for membranes in water industry is about $5 million. Now, in 2005, the statistics are about $7 billion. This is for membrane technology in general. And from that, about $2 billion used for membranes in water industry. Not only for the reuse of water, for desalination, which is a large amount of water, salty water we have around the globe, and it's used for RO or reverse osmosis desalination and pretreatment for that with nanofiltration membranes, ultrafiltration membranes, and so on.
Given that much of the scarcity of water and the diseases caused by it affect very poor countries, are these technologies affordable and sustainable?
No doubt about that. Given time, with the new membranes developed, new clever membranes developed, we will reduce the fouling problems to a minimum amount, and then you will find membrane technology spreading much more in other countries.
Can you tell us a little bit about your own research in this area?
Well, with my own research, I would like to see my research and my colleagues' research in the Center for Clean Water Technology taking a step further to develop large number of specific membrane, modified membrane for specific applications, and those membranes to be used in poorer countries or countries around the world, not only for water industry, for any other industries that uses membrane technology.
When you mention specific applications, do you have any particular ones in mind?
Well, specific applications, a lot of our work we do here on reverse osmosis membrane applied for desalination industry, and nanofiltration membrane applied for pretreatment in the desalination industry and reuse of water. These are the specific applications we do work with here.